holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Are you being controlled? I mean, really?
Be Holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, today is a wonderful, splendid day, and before I could even get on here to talk to you, somebody had already just sent me a little meme, and it says, I hope something good happens to you today. I'm going to say it again. I hope something good happens to you today. Lift your hands and shout yes. Listen, today is a splendid day. Splendid day. Listen, today is a good day to have good things happening to you. I know that. Can't you say amen to that? Today is a good day to have something good happen to you. And I pray that God sends something good to you today. Oh, man, everybody can use something good today. And I just got that meme. I said, I'm using that for the broadcast. We're going to open up with that today. How are y'all feeling? Oh, I hope you guys are feeling. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? I'm up. And it's probably, like I said before, it's probably an energy drink or something. I don't know. But listen, I'm glad to talk to you. I'm glad to broadcast this thing to you today because we got some things that we're going to talk about. Being controlled. Man, oh, man. A lot of people are being controlled and they don't even know it. Matter of fact, they're helping the control. Listen, it's still a great day, regardless if you're being controlled or not. It's still a great day. But I'm telling you that you might want to rethink how you're being controlled. If you're being controlled, listen, by the end of this, hopefully you'll realize if you're being controlled or not. Or maybe you need to switch your controllers. Be controlled by somebody else. Amen. 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 But we're going to talk about this today. Today is going to be a great day. Now, listen, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more. Why am I talking so fast? Well, head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share anymore. Head on over there. I need some more listeners. We need some more listeners over here. All right, let's see. Where are we? We are at verse number 9. We're going to go to Romans 8. Verse number 9. Romans 8, verse number 9 says this. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. That's someone else that's not controlled by their sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. If. See? The Spirit comes when you believe. The Spirit comes when you believe. When you believe, that's when the Spirit showed up. That's why I tell people, hey, your sins have been forgiven. Just believe it. And you'll act upon it. You'll live accordingly if you believe it. But if you don't believe it, you won't live accordingly. You just won't. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you. Now, that if is a big thing. You know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I don't want to speak in tongues. Don't worry about speaking in tongues. If God wants you to speak in tongues, you will. You receive the Holy Ghost. You know, we what was it, the thing back in the day that older people used to say? just buy the shoe, the tongue comes along with it. You know, when you buy your shoes, you don't worry about the tongue. You don't worry about speaking in tongues. You don't worry about walking with tongues. No, no. You receive the Holy Ghost. And when God wants you to speak in tongues, you will speak in tongues. If that's what he wants. See, a lot of times we try to mimic what somebody else did from another story. But the key is to let God do what he does. Be controlled by him, not us controlling the spirit according to what we've read. Mm-mm. You let God be God and you be you. And that way you won't end up in any trouble. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the spirit if you have the spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. So those who don't have the spirit living in them don't belong to him at all. Believe the gospel. Believe that your sins have been washed away. Believe that God has put an end to the control of sin, and you walk after the spirit. Walk after the spirit. Verse number 10. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, your body will die because of sin. The spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. You can't make yourself right with God. I can't make myself right with God. I can't make you right with God. I can't keep teaching till you're right with God. Only God can make you right with God. You see that? You a lot of times we think, I'm go to church 52 Sundays out of the year. I go to all the Christmas services, the Easter services. I go to all the different services, the special events, the communions. I go to all of this. And I even participated in the Last Words of Christ play at our church. And, you know, those are all fine. That's all fine. If you want to do that, that's all great. But don't think because you do that, you're getting right with God or you're being made right with God. No, you're not doing that. If you're doing that, that's fine. But let God make you right with him. But he's not going to utilize that to make you right with him. Just because you do that is what I mean. Doesn't make you right with him. He wants to see that you believe what he said. He knows. See, we can't fool God. You can fool me, but you know, we can't fool God. I can fool you, but I can't fool God. Mm-mm. God knows the truth because he is the truth. And he knows whether I'm real or not. He knows whether you're real or not. He knows if you're telling the truth or not. He knows if I'm telling the truth or not. You see that? That's the wonderful thing about God. He has excellent judgment. He has excellent judgment. And he will make us right with him. We can't make ourselves right with him. Think about what you do if you can make yourself right with God. If you can make yourself right with God, man, you make yourself right with God and just keep on sinning and doing whatever else you want to do and make yourself God and whatnot. If you could do it. But God, he makes us right. He makes us right. So no matter where we've been, what we've been in, what we've done, he is the only one who can make us right with him. I mean, if you want to be right with him. If you don't want to be right with him, it's okay. You still got a little time. Maybe you don't want to be right today. Okay. All right. Take your time. Make sure this is what you want to do. Make sure you want to be right with God, because when he makes you right with him, you're right with him. It's nothing that you can do or change or fix and try to manipulate people to think that you're closer to God than you actually are. No. When you believe God, God knows you believe God. And he will make you right. That's what I love about it. He will make us right, not us make ourselves right. He will make. And Christ, verse number 10, and Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. So even after we all die and God calls us back, the spirit will call us back and put us back together, regardless of where we, you know, whether we were buried, cremated, dismembered, buried at sea, whatever happened, God's going to call it all back. Call that body all the way back, because you live right with God and God made you right. And when God makes you right, he'll pull it everything back. Now, everybody's going to come back after they die. Everybody's coming back. Believe that. Everybody's coming back, whether it be for judgment or to go be with him. Everybody's going to come back to the natural look of what they were. But you're going to have a spiritual body, and God's going to do that thing because what? He made you right with him. The spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. You're going to have life while you're here on earth, and you will have life after earth. After this one earth, and then, you know, when heaven and earth is destroyed and there's a new heaven and a new earth, you still have life even then. So you'll have life now and you'll have life later. Somebody say amen to life. Verse number 11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The very one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. It lived in him first, you know. But yeah. Who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. I told you. You might die, but that's okay. You're going to come back. They're not going to keep you dead. You know, God's going to bring you right back. The Spirit of God, verse number 11, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The very one that raised the Jesus that we talk about during the Easter services and all throughout the year, the very same Spirit that raised him from the dead is living within us. So he was here even back then. And that's why I always tell you, don't sit there and try to read the Bible and get all your knowledge that way. Mm-mm. You can read your Bible, but ask God how to understand it, because he was there from the beginning. The Spirit was there from the beginning. The Spirit was there creating the world. The Spirit was there overshadowing Mary to bring forth Jesus Christ. The Spirit was the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So why not ask the Spirit? He says to walk by that same Spirit, because that is the Spirit that we need. That Spirit is the one that's living within us. Verse number 11 again. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. That's something to know. That very same Spirit that was in Christ, that raised Christ from the dead, is now living in us.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.